This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A Sydney-based support group for queer Muslims has received $3,000 in funding from the state government as part of the government's Multicultural New South Wales Support Grants Program. Announced by MP Shane Mallard, the funding aims to promote social cohesion in Surry Hills by helping to strengthen communal ties in the area. The funding forms part of the government's 2017 and 2018 grants program, which will see over $170,000 in funding distributed across 30 community projects in New South Wales. The New South Wales Police have released their report into historical anti-gay hate crimes, which reviewed 88 deaths between 1976 and 2000, focusing on whether or not there was homophobic bias involved. Of the 88 cases reviewed, 63 were declared solved, 23 remain unsolved, and 2 were not reviewed. The report determined that 27 cases had evidence or suspected evidence of biased crime, including 5 that remain unsolved, and a further 25 were found to have insufficient information to make a determination. The future direction of formerly iconic Oxford Street gay bar, The Midnight Shift, is yet to be determined after its acquisition by new owners. The area's famous Midnight Shift Club closed its doors in October last year after almost 40 years, but has recently been acquired by hospitality group Universal Hotels. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Budweiser has been slammed for its sponsorship of the World Cup in Russia. New York LGBT activist group Voices 4 have begun a campaign to shame companies that hypocritically support the cup as well as pride events, such as Budweiser sponsoring New York City Pride this month. Voices 4 spokesperson Ellie Brinkley says supporting the LGBT community does not erase a company's decision to financially support a dangerous homophobic regime. The arrival of Tom Daley's baby has been met with a flood of online homophobia. The diver and Dustin Lance Black announced the birth of their son Robbie Ray this week, and while the responses on Instagram were positive, Twitter fans said that the child would be deprived and mentally scarred from having two male parents. The Daily Mail even published a Richard Littlejohn column saying that having two dads wasn't normal. A Minnesota United soccer player has come out, making him just the second player in Major League history to do so. Colin Martin has been out to family and teammates for years, but made the public announcement in a tweet just hours before his team held a pride game against Dallas FC. He also called for other professionals to come out, saying they will be warmly welcomed by the sport if they do. An English football fan has been forced to take down his rainbow flag during his side's World Cup match against Panama. Joe White, co-founder of Three Lions Pride Football Fan Group, said stewards were initially on board with putting up the coloured flag behind the goals, but when he returned to his seat, he was told the flag's colours were disallowed and had been removed. White then contacted FIFA, who overruled the decision, and the flag was eventually put back up in time for the match. And finally, Diego Maradona has faced criticism for yelling out an anti-gay slur on live TV during the World Cup. The Argentinian legend celebrated his side's win over Nigeria by giving a double finger salute and yelling puto in the direction of other fans. Maradona's team has also been fined £80,000 after fans were caught throwing objects and chanting homophobic insults last week. Online supporters have accused FIFA of a double standard as they fined Mexico when their fans chanted puto, while Maradona has gone unpunished.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.